Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Section 10 podcast. Here are your hosts, Jared Carabas, Colby Mick, and Steve Perrault.
What's up and welcome back to the Section 10 Podcast, episode 202, presented by Barstool Sports. It is the home of your first place, best record in baseball, Boston Red Sox. My name is Jared Carabas, and I am a certified G and a bona fide stud, and you can't teach that. And this right here, this is Colby Mick, and he's 7 foot tall, and you can't teach that. Bada boom, realest guys in the room. Steve, how you doing?
What up, Section 10 in the building? In
the motherfucking building. And now every time that I do that intro, I will think about how electric it's going to be during a live show, because Dave Portnoy is like all over this. I basically told him, I was like, Section 10 wants to do a live show, like a postseason type launch show. And he's like, all right, let's do it. And I was like, well, what bar are we going to do it at? I was like, you know, we got to find like a bar. He's like, that's not a big deal. Like any bar would want to host this. And I was like, all right, yeah. I was like, what about like capacity? Like, what should we be looking at? Like 250, 300? And he was like, House of Blues.
He's like, TD Garden.
Like Madison Square Garden want to do this?
Fucking Gillette.
they just opened Fenway at like 3 hours prior to the game. 37-5.
God, I was like, yeah, like, you know, you can find like a bar with like 200, 250 capacity. And he was like, I mean, the House of Blues might not be big enough. I was like, since when are you so supportive of this show is my biggest question. So I guess that's sort of not the holdup. I mean, there's no holdup. We're in the early stages of planning a live Section 10 show. But I mean, we got to plan it sooner rather than later. We got a month before the playoffs start.
That is true. It would be funny if Dave finally looked into like the support this show gets and was like, holy shit, this is a big deal. We should actually be doing more with this.
I don't know if you guys know this, but we got this fucking Red Sox show. It's pretty big. People love this thing.
100 shirts sent to them a week. What the fuck?
Yeah, so I guess I would assume it's probably not going to be a big venue like the House of Blues. I think that might be a little bit overshooting.
Let's aim for the Garden, man. Aim for the Garden, then fall down on whatever we have left.
I think it would be cool if we did it in like Section 10. Like how many seats does that have? Like that's probably got at least
the audio might be kind of tricky. Yeah,
audio like might
speakers.
Be bad. Yeah, audio would be bad.
But no, I pitched that earlier if we could just like record one in there, but I don't know.
101 from Nathan Eovaldi. Pedro fixed them.
Yeah, just so you guys know, we're doing this because we know you need it. We're going to be giving you live updates throughout this Red Sox game.
That is wild. The Nate Dog coming in at 101. Wow. Pedro fixed them.
The landing spot, yep.
Wow. It's all about the landing spot.
Yeah. Eovaldi zero ERA today.
Yep.
Hashtag landing spot.
Where's the 96 mile an hour changeup. I like that. Right after 101 fastball. It's good stuff. It's good stuff from Nate on 3 days rest. The fuck? Why is this guy pitching in this game in the first place?
It's the race to 100 wins. We got to get there.
Yeah. Yeah. So live show is in the works. The boss man, Dave Portnoy, is aware of the situation. There seems to be a concerted effort to make this happen, which is great. Another 100 mile an hour fastball from Nate Eovaldi. Wow. Love to see it. where would you guys ideally like to do it? Because I don't like, there's no in between. There's either a bar that has 250 to 300 capacity, or it's the House of Blues. Like that's the next step up.
like the roof of tavern. Isn't that a good idea?
Fuck no. That'll be like 200 people. That's like the smallest they got.
Yeah, true. I'm just saying because those are our people.
Yeah, like it would be great, but then like the show would just be all of our friends. Like that should there should be.
Yeah, true. I don't know. We'll figure that out. What were your thoughts on this series? Because like Coley and I were talking and we almost forgot that it was a 4-game series and that they split it. Weird series.
Weird. It lasted too long. I don't know if it's because like the Chicago guys were in the office and I was just like, I've just had enough of Chicago at this point.
There's a couple parks. Tropicana is the king of this every single year, where I just hate watching the Red Sox play there. Yeah. I don't know what it is. The White Sox park, I don't like watching the Red Sox play there. It's just such a generic ass, and it just doesn't look... It, I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Are there parks that you just don't like watching on TV? Does that sound weird?
No, it's just too bland. Yeah, I mean, like, this is the first time the Red Sox have played in the new Braves ballpark. I like this place.
This place is nice.
It's nice. It's nice. I don't care for the ballpark in Arlington. Don't care for it.
Really?
They got that, like, hill, like, in center field where, like, the fans run and get those home runs.
Yeah.
But other than that, when I'm just, like, watching a game there, like, you can see how hot it is on TV. It's just not very appealing.
I like it. They do the fireworks for every home run and they play the natural theme. I think it's great. I love fucking Dallas. That
doesn't really shine through on TV.
I like watching when they had that little run going, I like watching the playoff games there because that atmosphere gets pretty cool. And when they play that song, that's just like right out of the movie. Like, pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah.
But Jared, there's no park specific. I know the White Sox, the Rays. I'm trying to think of other parks that I just hate watching the Red Sox play at, and those are two that stand out. Progressive's kind of up there too. I don't know. Maybe it's just the Cleveland thing, but
not like that stadium. I don't know. I feel like maybe Toronto.
Toronto a lot of times doesn't feel like baseball if you got the dome shut.
Yeah, like I don't dislike the city of Toronto, but I don't. Maybe it's because the atmosphere, like when they were good in 15 and 16, it was pretty great. But those are the only 2 years that they've really cared about the team in my lifetime. So
I don't know. Maybe it's just because I've seen Manny hit like the roof there. I don't know. I kind of like the hotel aspect of it. I don't mind Toronto, even if there is no one there.
Yeah. But this White Sox series, the White Sox playing good baseball. There's that. I mean, they took 2 out of 3 from the Yankees, and they come in and split a 4-game series with the Red Sox. I mean, White Sox fans, they're cocky right now. They're cocky right now because they're calling up all their stud prospects. By the way, like, I wasn't going to be the guy to not say it. I was going to be the guy to say it. What the fuck? Hawk Harrelson taking 6.5 hours with his speech. They delayed first pitch for a half an hour.
That's
half
wild.
An hour. Like, I stream, like I plug in my TV into my laptop and I'll stream the game on my TV from my laptop. But I started using the MLB TV app because the picture is way clearer and I think it's actually faster. So I'm sitting there and it's like, this game will begin shortly. I was like, what the fuck is wrong with this app? Like, I just started using it. Like, does this happen all the time where you select the game, but it doesn't play and you got to restart the app? Like, what the fuck is this? And then I turn on Nessun Go on my laptop and here's fucking Hawk Harrelson, like going over every game that he's ever called individually. Like, he's reading the box score from every game he's ever broadcasted. I was like, what the fuck is this? Like, have your day, Hawk. Like, you obviously deserve your day. But, I mean, if I'm a starting pitcher at the start of that game, I'm like, dude, what the fuck is this? Like, they all are such routine freaks that they do all their shit to get ready for the game. And then so that they're ready to take the ball at a specific time. And then if you add a half an hour to that, like, think about when they talk about, like a rain delay for a half an hour and you got to sit around for half an hour and then you don't know if the pitcher is going to come back out again. That basically happened at the start of the game. And it's like, to stay loose, now you're throwing extra. That's not part of your routine. Like, if I was either one of those starting pitchers, I would be pissed at the White Sox for letting that go for as long as it did, a half a fucking hour after the first pitch start time.
There are pitchers that don't like when you add a little pregame thing that's not normal that adds 3 to 4 minutes on the wait to start pitching. A half hour is an eternity for these guys. Like, how upset can they really get when it's someone like Hawk
Berry,
is around forever?
Well,
I'm saying publicly they can't. They can't say shit.
No, you can't say anything publicly, but if you're the Red Sox, you're going to be like, I don't give a fuck about Hawk Day. Like, we're trying to win 100 games here. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, the Red Sox do a fucking – they do a ceremony for everybody. Like, there's probably going to be a cotton candy vendor that gets his own fucking ceremony someday just because they can't help themselves with their ceremonies. But they never let it run into first pitch. I think the only time I can ever remember a ceremony getting dangerously close to the start of the game was, like, Pedro's – jersey retirement game,
and I'd argue that should still be going.
Yeah, like that one is okay. He's Pedro. He's the greatest pitcher of all time. Is either that or Ortiz, one or the other one. I can't remember which one it was, but like, and it didn't. If it did go into first pitch, it was like 2 or 3 minutes. Hawk Harrelson delayed the start of the game for a half an hour.
Jared, the White Sox do not have many of these ceremonies. So they're not really ready to put the right amount of time aside. The Red Sox, at least I'll give them this. They do have a ceremony for everybody. I'm very excited for the peanut guy that's getting one in late September this year. But they plan all this time before the game. So at least the Red Sox do that. The White Sox, when's the last ceremony they had? Paul Konerko? Like, they don't have ceremonies.
No, there's no reason to. And there's no reason to do what they did in that game. Like, that was... I mean, I could, the guy deserves his own day. I didn't want to have to be the guy to tweet, wrap it up. Like, I didn't want to have to be the guy that followed up with a tweet that said, like, let's fucking go. Like, you're now a half an hour into start time. I was having a fucking borderline panic attack watching this guy speak for as long as he was, because I was pissed off for the players. Like, and then I got this fucking message on my TV saying like, oh, you know, game is about to start. You don't know when the game's about to start. Don't tell me it's about to start, because it's not. This guy's been talking for a half an hour.
Kind of like you, I thought that my MLB TV thing was broken.
Yeah, I was looking at my Twitter timeline. I didn't want to be the first. I really didn't. I was looking at my timeline being like, please, someone else, speak up. Like, someone has to say something about how ridiculous this is. And none of the fucking pussies in the press box wanted to say anything. And I'm just like, all right, I'll be the guy. I'll be the asshole then. Hey, Hawk, wrap that shit up, B. Wrap it up. We got a game to play.
The best is that it wasn't like wrap it up. It was wrap this shit up.
Yeah. Wrap it up, B. Wrap it up. I mean, it was just fucking wild thinking that the people in attendance wanted to hear about fucking like game 123 in 1985 of the season, just play by play. It was unbelievable. It was unbelievable.
In his defense, that was a wild game, though. I think it was like White Sox 3-1. That was, yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, no one will forget where they were on that day. It almost gave me more appreciation for like Dr. Charles Steinberg, who like organizes all the Red Sox pregame ceremonies, almost a T. They're scripted time-wise to where they are allotted X amount of time and they never go over, and they do these ceremonies all the time and they're so good on time. And then to watch that disaster, I was like, how you could let him speak for that long past first pitch? It wasn't even a half an hour ceremony. It was a half an hour past first pitch. Is the most confusing process I have ever seen during a pregame ceremony, Steve.
Is this as confusing, Jared, as trying to find tickets online to a sports or a concert?
I would say probably even more confusing to me, yeah.
Well, if that's the case, then we have the solution for the tickets thing.
What is that?
SeatGeek.
Oh.
Everything about SeatGeek is designed to make life easier for sports and music fans. SeatGeek is all the price comparison for you by searching multiple ticket sites and ensuring that you get the best possible deal. SeatGeek does all the work and you save time and money, bitch. And SeatGeek wants to help you get the most bang for your buck. That's why every ticket on SeatGeek is given a grade based on value. You'll immediately see any underpriced seats and be able to find the best deals that fit your budget. Best of all, our listeners get an instant $20 off their first SeatGeek purchase. To get that $20 off tickets, baby girl, download the SeatGeek app, go to the settings tab, click add a promo code, enter promo code section 10, that's section 10. SeatGeek will instantly take off $20 from your first ticket purchase. Download the SeatGeek app and enter promo code section 10 today. Big coupon, bitch. Yo, all right, so Furbush time. It's Furbush time.
Yeah. So Dalton Furbush mania has swept Red Sox Nation. Probably not since maybe Henry Owens has there been this much talk about a Red Sox pitching prospect than Dalton Furbush. A lot of people been speculating whether or not he'll get called up. We have the answer to that question, and we don't necessarily like it. did you just turn your gain up to like 20,000?
What the fuck is going
no,
on?
I was muted, and then I had to clear my throat because I'm going to call for Dombrowski's head.
Okay.
this guy's going to go. This guy doesn't know. Like, what were all of his downfalls in Detroit? We saw it up close and personal in 2013. The bullpen. This guy does not know how to construct one. He's got a gem. It's not even a diamond in the rough. It's a diamond sitting on his table, just staring at him, screaming at him in the face. Like, hey, Furbush needs to be implemented to get this 2018 World Series title back to Boston. And he's just like, no, I'm gonna bury this deeper in the dirt so someone else, like the fucking Padres, can get him in 3 years and we trade him for Tyson Ross or some shit.
Tyson Ross. Oh man, that guy has been in trade rumors for his entire life.
since he was born.
Yeah.
Just like, I don't know. I don't want this guy.
Yeah. Might see what this guy's worth on the open market. So I mean, you get the fucking call ups, you get William Cuevas and Bobby Big Nuts, who I like, and then Robbie Scott, who I wish would just leave the sport.
Pick a different sport, Robbie.
Yeah, fuck that guy. These guys get added to the roster. No Dalton Furbush, even though the numbers. But here's the thing about Dalton Furbush. He's pitched at three different levels, none of them above high A. So I think that's really the problem, is that he would be going from high A to major league competition. So, and the minor league seasons end today, which is Monday when we're recording this. So yeah, double A, triple A, single A seasons end today. None of those teams made the playoffs, so they couldn't even like send him to triple A to pitch in the playoffs a little bit and, you know, see how he does against that competition. He just didn't have enough time to advance throughout the organization in order to make it to the big leagues for a September call-up, which kind of sucks.
Listen, is the mound closer in single A? Is it not 60 feet, 6 inches?
Like, I believe it's the same distance, yeah.
All right, so, like, yeah, I get the hitters are better, but is the guy still throwing, like, 103?
Yeah, he throws Ched.
Yeah, so, I like, that doesn't change no matter who's up there.
I was going to say that the biggest constant here is that you have Big Bushman on the mound, and he's bringing that big gas. It doesn't. You could put Babe Ruth in his prime at the plate. He's not going to touch it.
No, you're right. And, yeah, it's upsetting. It's upsetting that the Bushman's not going to get the call. I think it was a mistake, because what have you got to lose? And a lot of people are saying, oh, Craig Hansen, you call him up too soon. Look what happens. And it's like, not everyone's Craig Hansen. Not everyone's Daniel Bard. Not every reliever just gets broken because you use them a certain way. History doesn't always repeat itself. But, I mean, Big Bush is going to take this in stride. He's gonna head back. He's gonna head back home, and get ready for next year. Which he'll probably start the season at Double A, which means that a promotion to Triple A by like late May. So you'll probably see him in Boston by like August next year. Big Bush.
That's pretty good. Honestly, my favorite thing about his tweet, which surprised me a little bit, but we knew that he was aware of the Dalton Furbush stuff, is that he doesn't tweet at all. Like, this is his first tweet basically since, you know, joining the Red Sox organization.
Yeah.
And it got the same engagement that his farewell TCU, like, hello Red Sox tweet got, which, you know, was like retweeted by every TCU account. You know that was retweeted by the Red Sox. Like, he must be like, what the hell? Like, I did this as a joke. And apparently, like, I should just only tweet about Dalton Furbush stuff.
Yeah, he, hold on, let me see. That was the other thing, too, is, like, that the blog, because after he tweeted, I guess I'm Dalton Furbush now, it's 1.5K likes. which is more. He got 500 more likes on his Durbin Furbush tweet than like the. Oh wait, no, hold on. Yeah, it's about identical.
It's like the same engagement as his farewell TCU. It's been an amazing ride to the trainers, to my teammates, longtime friendships. Welcome to a new chapter with the Red Sox. That is like maybe the most significant thing he's ever posted on social media. Yeah. And then guess I'm Dalton Furbush now, dot, 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 at Section 10 Pod, 1.5K.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So the people are into it. So when I blogged, we should call up Dalton Furbush, it got a lot of engagement, and then it made its way into the TCU Twitter realm, and everyone was like, his name is Durbin Feltman. You're going to remember the name. Like, you call yourself a journalist, and you can't even get his name right?
In their defense, like, you messed up big time here, because his God-given name is Durbin Feltman. The fact you didn't know that, and you're the Red Sox guy?
Yeah.
Pretty bad.
Big swing and a miss.
Do you call yourself a journalist?
Fuck no. Well, yeah. I'm the national baseball journalist.
Clearly not acting like this.
So yeah, no Big Bush as a September call up. Instead, you'll have to settle for fucking Wobby Scott. Oh, Wobby. Here comes Wobby.
Nate the Great getting out of a first inning jam. Live update.
He threw more pitches that inning than he did in the two innings against the White Sox on Friday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's so good. Let's sit him the rest of the game and then start him in the Astros series at the end of the week.
Yeah. I'm not pretty down on Nate the Great, to be honest with you.
How are you feeling on Salen Price likely being back this week?
David Price wanted to pitch Wednesday, but sounds like they will wait until Friday. Red Sox will add Devers and Brandon Phillips tomorrow. Woo! Let's go! That dude BP.
Wow. Did you just find out about that in real time?
I woke up like when you guys texted me. First of all, we said we were going to do the podcast at noon. I woke up at 12:30 today. So when you guys were like, all right, let's go, I was like, all right, I'll go brush my teeth now. Like I just woke up.
Hey, that's how you do it. It's Labor Day. Get a little sleeping going.
Yeah, I needed to sleep. So I didn't see the news about Brandon Phillips. Alex Cora said David Price should pitch Friday against Houston. Said Price is ready to go earlier, but team didn't want him to bat in his first game back from wrist injury. That's smart. That's my manager. That's my
thinking
manager.
Ahead.
You know Farrell would have had him hitting.
Yeah, Farrell would have had him fucking batting clean up.
He would have had him in there. He would have found a way to get David Price in the middle of that lineup.
I mean, he really would have. I mean, like, think about how dumb John Farrell was when it came to managing pitchers in National League games. He really would have not thought to skip the start and have him pitch in Houston instead. Like, he would have had him in a lineup immediately.
What is Farrell doing? I haven't seen him on Baseball Tonight stuff or any of that. Is he just chilling, like, with Jess?
I don't know what he's doing right now. What do you think he's doing right now?
I've kind of thought about this a couple times during the season, like how he is looking at this Red Sox team. Because one of the more awkward things, and this feels like two seasons ago at this point, was when he interviewed Mookie Betts.
About the Grand Slam.
About the Grand Slam. And it was like, hey there, buddy. It's kind of, I don't know what I would equate it to, but it's like if you see a former teacher that you just hated and you have to like.
It's almost like when you see your daughter's ex-boyfriend or something.
I knew you were going to bring something like that into it, but yeah.
That's kind of what it felt like. If you're trying to like, it's like
your daughter's ex-boyfriend.
Your daughter's ex-boyfriend who has like a new girlfriend now. Like that's like the awkwardness of it.
Okay. Sorry. That's a couple connections. I had to connect the dots there. But yeah, I mean, even you could tell Mookie felt weird about it and Farrell was just trying to get through it. And it was probably some producer at ESPN that thought would be cute and it was far from it. But I wonder what he's doing now. Like, what do you think Farrell is doing? He's probably just hanging out.
I think isn't he doing like scouting for the Reds or something?
Okay, yeah, I guess. But I don't know
how much time that could possibly take up if you're John Farrell.
I was gonna say that's probably like one day's work. Yeah, this guy looks good.
Yeah, he's all right. This guy's got good stuff.
He has a chart that says good stuff, bad stuff, and just check one side.
Guy's got good stuff, great Christmas on the fastball.
This guy's got great stuff, Johnny. Johnny? Oh, sorry. That's a guy from... Nah, never mind. Yeah.
It's tough.
It's tough. It's tough for the... Tough for Farrell, but
Chris Sale, what is he confirmed to come back?
It sounds like all signs are pointing towards the Astros series. I'm in sight.
I don't think he will.
You don't think he will?
No. No, I don't. I don't
elaborate.
His last bad start was against the Astros. There's a decent chance you'll see the Astros in the postseason. It would make a lot of sense if they were just like, you know what, you're the start after the Astros series.
I suppose. Then I'm on Cy Young watch. I know no one else is doing it, so I'm going to do it.
I think he's missed too much time at this point.
I think we're at the border right now. We're at the border where he still has the best ERA in the American League. He's third in strikeouts. His win total is a little bit down, but that was a couple of starts that got away in terms of Sox blew it or
Sox.
Yeah,
why don't you just have him come back against the fucking Blue Jays?
When is that game?
Tuesday. A week from tomorrow?
Yeah. In theory that would make sense. But I don't know. I think the Cy Young's still a chance, but he'd have to really go like 3-4-0 and close out very strong, which sucks. This dude deserves that award, but I don't know if he's gonna get it, unfortunately.
I don't know if he does deserve it now, after all the time that he's missed. I feel like
how many starts has he missed? 3-4 total?
Probably more than that now.
I think this season he's missed 4 or 5. And how many did Kluber miss? 4 or 5? I know it happens to be earlier in the season for Kluber last year, but I don't know. Oh, well, I don't think a lot of people care about this. I care a lot about it because I think he deserves a Cy Young.
No, I care a lot about it. Like, it would be great for him to finally get one because, you know, when we had Kurt Schilling on and we were like, yeah, like, do you think that you're the greatest pitcher to never win a Cy Young award? Like, if Chris Sale doesn't get one, he might be in that conversation.
Yeah, and to whoever's point, Nolan Ryan? Who else? Yeah. Isn't that kind of crazy that Nolan Ryan doesn't have one?
I mean, like, he would strike out 500 guys, but his ERA would be like 4.5.
Yeah, he was like the pitcher version of what's-his-face, Joey Gallo.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, he was obviously a very great pitcher, the greatest strikeout pitcher who ever lived.
Longevity guy, lasted forever.
Yeah, yeah, he pitched for like 35 seasons, but I mean, it's not like he was carrying like ERAs in the twos pretty often.
Yeah, some of Nolan Ryan's pitch totals are ridiculous. He'd like casually throw 140, and that would be like an off day. It's crazy.
I see. I don't know his numbers right now.
They're pretty hilarious numbers.
Nolan Ryan... Let's see some of these fucking ERAs. No, he's got some decent ones. Yeah, he led the league in 1.69. Yeah, all right. So, his career ERA was a lot better than I thought it was. Why did I think that he was like, yeah. His career ERA is 3.19.
Yeah, pretty good.
Nolan Ryan, actually bad, says Jared Carabas.
I always thought that he was like, he's got some seasons where it's like, you know, 4.88, but...
He pitched in 4 decades. That's insane.
Yeah.
And it's not even one of those like Teddy Ballgame played in 4, but like it was the last year of one and the first year of the next. It was 68 to 93.
It was 66. He came up in
66. That's right. He was 19.
He came up in 1966, and his last season was in 1993.
The dude basically pitched for 40 years.
Yeah. That is insane. Absolutely absurd. 27 seasons for Nolan.
By 40, I mean 30. Yeah, obviously. But yeah, that's wild. That's absolutely wild. He pitched 5,300 innings. Holy shit.
Yeah.
I would love to see his pitch total. Do they have that here? It probably wouldn't fit. I don't think his career pitch total would fit in any kind of graph. I just found it. It's 1 billion. Absolutely. What were your thoughts, y'all's thoughts on seeing the Poppy Instagram post?
I was like not going to acknowledge it because I think didn't the guy who wrote the book, he went on like EEI. Did he come into the office?
Yes.
Coley?
Who?
The guy who wrote the book about like the Ortiz gambling thing?
Not that I know of.
All right. Well, either that or they like offered him to us. I think they offered him to us.
Like sexually?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
I don't even know like if I would want that guy on. I'm not trying to
the whole thing is weird. This Dominguez guy. So a close friend of Ortiz is known as Manga bet on baseball games regularly in 2005, including bets against the Red Sox. It became enough of a problem that Manga, a frequent guest in Boston's clubhouse, was banned from the locker room, much to Ortiz's displeasure. It's just a bunch of like, when I read the initial report, I was like, okay, so Poppy had a friend that knew a guy that gambled. Is that kind of what we're talking about here?
Yeah, like the whole thing says like Ortiz didn't do anything illegal. And then obviously like the fucking sports talk radio in Boston immediately jumps on it and they start asking their like conspiracy theory questions. But we got offered this guy. And the whole time I'm thinking like, this is kind of like a betrayal of David Ortiz to further this guy's story.
Yeah.
So no.
Yeah, that would have given it a whole nother layer that it doesn't even need. Like the more you talk about it, the more people are just going to think that he did something.
Yeah, like we've never had like a guest on this show that like
we've had a couple jet landings in Coley's room during this show. What the fuck?
I think it's because I keep unmuting my mic. It's just like walks around.
It has to like adjust to the room.
Yeah. But if we had him on the show, like we've never had someone on the show that we were like actually trying to, I don't know, like that we didn't want to make look good. Like, I don't want to make that guy look good.
Anyone we have on the show, yeah, we build them up. We're not like, you suck. Yeah.
Yeah.
It would have been funny if we just like had dim lights in the room. We're like, what did you really know?
Yeah. I mean, you just be like, well, what are you trying to do here?
What's your fucking problem?
Why are you trying to smear the good name of David Ortiz? Why don't you write another book called Go Fuck Yourself?
I'll sign it. I'll sign that book for you.
An autobiography. All right. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Write an autobiography. I'm a fucking dickhead. Let me write that. Say I said that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Quote
get
me.
The fuck out of here with you. You David Ortiz slander and ass.
This is, yeah, Poppy goes in, man. I'm smart enough to not get caught in some BS like that. Trust me. He is, he's going all out for this. I like it. I do like how he, what's up?
Read what Ortiz said.
I wasn't going to comment on this episode, but someone out of nowhere once again tried to diminish my image just to sell a couple books, just for some money in his pocket. MLB do a hell of a job letting us know, as a player, the importance of not betting on baseball, especially after Pete Rose. Zing, Pete Rose. I have been a player that has been extremely blessed, not only with the love of the fans, but also with lots of money. And I'm smart enough to not get caught in some BS like that. Trust me. I'm doing this not because of you who wrote the book. I'm doing this for my fans to have peace of mind because y'all deserve that. If I had been involved in anything related to gambling in 2005, my career wouldn't have ended in 2016. MLB would have gotten rid of me ASAP because MLB don't play that. I'll leave this here. Remember, you knock me down 10 times, I learn how to get up 11. Trust, I love he ends with God bless America. That's great. It became like a political statement at the end. Trust me and God bless America. I did not gamble on baseball. Thank you.
I mean, that's a great way to go out.
Yeah, you could honestly say anything. You could be like, yep, got a frozen yogurt yesterday. It was pretty good. Ended up getting a slice of pizza. God bless America. And it makes
God
that story a lot better.
God bless America.
Love it. But yeah, hey, Poppy. Shout out to Poppy. I didn't know if he was going to comment on it. I think it got more legs than it probably should have just because it was David Ortiz. And then he's like, you know what? This is my statement, and I like that.
And in his Spanish version, because he also wrote it in Spanish, he did not end it with God bless America.
Okay, that's probably smart.
Yeah. I think some people might have taken that the wrong way.
All right, you can try to bring Big Poppy down however you want. It just ain't going to work.
Never going to work. It's never going to work. Get that out of your heads that you want to bring down David Ortiz is just not going to happen.
I have a question for both of you right now. Yeah. Also, Red Sox update, 0-0, bottom of the second, live update. You got the pitcher hitting, which is still the dumbest thing in sports. Mm-hmm. Question for you guys. When is okay to start daily looking at the magic number?
20s.
Really? I'm saying for like a normal, I had it at like 15. We're at 18 right now. Before entering Monday, we're at 18.
No. Once you get to 20, it's on.
You're saying for your casual fan?
Yeah.
Okay. Once I feel like 15 feels about right.
Yeah. You get to 20 and then you start getting into the teens. That's big time cookies right there.
Coley, what do you think?
Zero. Right when it hits zero, ever since, what was it, fucking 2011, I don't play with the magic number anymore. You get to zero, then we can talk.
I like that. No, I do like that take just based off of what we've experienced. Because we were all over the magic number in 2011. We were like clinging on to the magic number in 2011. It's five, though! It's five! That was bad.
I also like the magic number on opening day. It's a good laugh every time.
Hmm.
Okay, so Coley's opening day magic number or
zero.
Once you clinch the division. Okay, I'm fine with that.
I'm not fine with that.
Sorry, Jared, rebuttal?
I'm not fine with that. I think the magic number is fine to get into if you have like a five-game lead or better.
Coley, double rebuttal?
That's the other part of this. Like, the magic number kind of already is zero. Like, it would be a catastrophic collapse at this point to lose the division. So, like, the magic number can only be bad in this case.
Jared?
I agree with those points, but I still just kind of want to know, like, what combination of Red Sox wins and Yankees losses gets me a fucking champagne shower. You know, I'm just trying to, like, map out my life. It's, like, good to plan around.
Coley?
You don't know when the shower is. So that's the shower, you know what it is. It comes when it fucking hits zero.
Jared?
Right, but I'd like to know how close to zero that I am.
Coley?
But, like, you guys, like, we win and the Yankees lose. That's, like, two. Like, you can't even count. Mm-hmm. Even if we win and they win, it's one. Like, there's too much math. Math is for nerds. You're a nerd.
So Jared? you should only pay attention to the magic number when it gets to two.
All right, boys, closing statements. We're going to start with Coley.
I come from the Belichick coaching tree. I don't look ahead. I don't look behind. I look at what's right in front of me. The magic number is for people who aren't of that same mindset, weak-minded people.
Closing statement from Jared.
I feel like the weak-minded people comment from Coley was a little bit over the top and unprovoked. I do, however, feel like the magic number does serve a purpose, and that purpose is to be able to ballpark, be able to not predict, but more project when there's going to be a champagne celebration for the three-time back-to-back-to-back AL East Division champions.
All right, boys, thank you very much. We will reconvene in a couple of days, have our people talk to your people. Thank you for coming out today.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Sure. One thing that kills me, I don't know if you guys had this too. Once we hit September 1st, I was just like, can we just be done with September? Like, this month's going to suck.
Why?
Because we agree the Red Sox are going to win the AL East, right?
In theory. I mean, there's a chance they could not.
Do you think there is any chance they lose this division?
I mean, now you're just tempting the baseball gods, Steve.
All right. Anyway, my point is I see there being a 0.1% chance they lose the division. And it's just, I don't know, this month just feels like inevitable shit that I just want to get to October. I don't care much for this month at all, especially with the Patriots. If the Patriots lose a game, everyone's going to flip out. It's like they'll be in the AFC title game. We don't have to worry about that. I don't know. I'm just ready for October. Like, let's just skip it. Can we agree to just skip this month?
Well, I'm with you on, like, I can't wait for October, but don't you need to see something from the Red Sox in the month of September?
The only point of this month is really, yes, it's tune-up mode, especially for the pitchers. We know what the offense can do. Obviously not worried about that, but my concern right now is that they've been in bailout mode the last like couple weeks, the offense towards the pitching staff. So
pretty much the only good pitcher that they've had has been Price. Everyone else has been dog shit.
Yeah. And the best guy they have is, who knows what he's going to look like when he comes back. He should be good based off of all reports. But I don't know. This month is going to be it feels like it's going to be a grind. And that's why I'm already talking magic number, because I just want it to be over.
All right. Well,
Nathan Eovaldi, what's his career average? 0.81. Let's see what he does here. He's got a solid stance.
Does he?
for a pitcher.
He's definitely going with the don't swing approach for sure.
He's wiggling,
considering it.
Wiggling a little bit. Oh, yeah. He's just watching.
Yeah. He had no intention to swing the bat at any point in that at bat.
It's unfortunate.
The dude who does the Yankees lose videos.
Yo, those are next level.
That's, I mean, I look forward to those. Now I have something to look forward to. It used to be, it's like, oh yeah, I can't wait to see the Yankees lose video. Well, now there's the Yankees lose video.
There's two that are, and just to give him some credit here, it's at Xander Goat Arts. So goat and then AERTS. They're amazing. And it's not, it's like a polished product. Like you'll think of ones that'll be funny and then it'll incorporate the da-da-da-da-da-da Yankees. Like he really makes it like a song. So shout out.
Play one of them right here.
All right, cool.
Like that's not just like laying the audio over a video. That's like making a fucking song.
Seriously, still my favorite one though. There's another one. I'm gonna find out who did it because there's another kid that does them that aren't like remixes, and he did the Bane one.
Oh yeah. That one was very funny. I laughed at that one.
The Bane one was hilarious. Let me. I'll find it.
You know what? Bane could have used.
What could he have used?
Four hymns.
So just to give him credit, it's at @Nix_Nax with the name Juicebox. It's like one of those Twitter handles that doesn't have any connection to any human. Just in the name and in the handle. But shout out @Nix_Nax. These are hilarious. He also did the Obama one, which is still my favorite. That was absolutely hilarious. So shout out to that kid that did that.
Bane could have used it.
Could use what?
Four hymns.
Oh, wait, Jared.
Yeah.
Bane could have used it.
Bane could have used four hymns.
He could have used four hymns. Mm-hmm. And it would have helped him a lot because, Jared, I don't know if you know this or not, but 66% of men lose their hair by age 35.
No, I knew that because I'm a big four hymns guy.
True. But when you start to notice hair loss, it's too late. It's too late. It's easier to keep the hair you have than to replace the hair you've lost. Is that hairline slowly starting to move backwards like that of Eric Hubbs?
Mm-hmm.
Are you noticing any bald spots yet? Probably like that of Eric Hubbs. How will you feel a year from now if it's business as usual up top? I ask you, ladies and gentlemen, do you want a bald spot to pop up or do you want to do something about it first? Do you want your hairline to recede or do you want a jet to land in Coley's room or do you want to do something about it first? Why do you guys turn to weird solutions or do nothing when they can turn? Why is it so loud in Coley's room?
What?
You hear that, Jared?
Yeah.
It's what? Like...
Your gain must be on, like, all of it.
Not really. Is that better? Is that better at all?
Oh, we good. Yeah. We good now. Why do you guys turn to weird solutions or do nothing when you can turn to medicine and science? Solution! 4hymns.com, a one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, sexual wellness for men. Thanks to science, baldness can be an option. Hims connects you with real doctors and medical-grade solutions to treat hair loss. Well-known generic equivalents to name-brand prescriptions to help you keep your hair. No snake oil pills, disgusting, or gas station counter supplements, gross. Prescription solutions backed by science. No waiting rooms. Those are terrible. No awkward doctor visits. No one liked those. Really, any doctor visits suck. Save hours by going to 4hymns.com. So easy. I'm sure a caveman could do it. Answer a few questions doctor will review and can prescribe you. Products are shipped directly to your door. Order now, and our listeners get a trial month of 4Hymns for just $5 today, right now, while supplies last. See website for full details. This would cost hundreds of dollars if you did it elsewhere, so don't be dumb. Go to 4hymns.com/section10. That's section 10 at the end. That is forhims.com/section10. 4hymns.com/section10. Hair coupon, bitch.
Good for you, Steve. That was a good one.
Nah, it was a bad one, but oh well.
Still nothing. I feel like every time I look at the TV, Nathan Eovaldi is pitching. So I don't know if that's a good thing.
Not going well.
No. Do we have any DMs, Steve?
Yeah, we got some DMs.
Great.
Want me to read them?
Yep. Let's get after it.
All right. Take it away.
Let's go.
On to you.
DM time.
Okay, we ship it to Jared real quick for a brief little thing.
Let's get those DMs.
And we send it over to Carabas for a quick little take.
Direct messages. Let's have it.
It's not what we're looking for.
Let's get those DMs.
What's up, Coley?
To district managers.
District managers, as always. Yeah, we send it to Jared.
Oh, I like this. A little side-by-side J.D. Martinez action. Showing him 2013 with the Astros compared to now. Like, this is when I sucked, but this is when I won the MVP.
I feel like ESPN's the first one to think of doing that side-by-side.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. This guy on the left looks like an absolute asshole.
Yeah.
You guys are definitely ahead of me. Yep. Wow. Yeah, the guy on the left, like, what was the little tilt back job there? Keep mm-hmm. the bat up, drive through, go Oppo Taco, Ding Dong City.
So I was like, JD, just hold the bat differently. You'll be fine.
Hold the bat normally, you weirdo, and then MVP.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I was like, hey, buddy, stop being an asshole. He was like, got it.
Who do you think it was, Leland? Dombrowski?
Dombrowski is just in the cage ahead of the game. bend your knees, son.
Like this.
Hold the bat normal, son. Another live update here. We got 0-0 in the bottom of the third with two outs. Freddie Freeman having a good season. Rips one up the middle.
And that happened like 20 seconds ago.
I know. I'm way behind you guys.
Yeah. It's not even close.
All right. We got some DMs.
Yeah.
Knock their socks off, Freddie. That sign sucks. Camera guys, don't just put the sign on because they made a sign. Put a good sign on. Don't just put the sign on. Put a good sign on.
Yeah, you fucking idiot camera guys.
Too many camera guys. Just put a sign on. Put a good sign on. Don't celebrate bad signs. Celebrate a good sign.
Yeah. Do you want me to say the thing?
Freddie knocked their socks off? That sign sucks.
Do I say the thing?
Yeah.
The Section 10 podcast is brought to you by Sock Signatures. Sock Signatures is the leader in autographs and game-used memorabilia of tomorrow's Boston baseball stars. Visit SockSignatures.com today for unique items and the best prices on Sox prospects from Lowell to Boston. Use promo code SECTION10 to get 10% off your first order at SockSignatures.com.
.com.
All right, now on to the DMs.
All right, here we go.
Let's get to it. Let's get it, Steve.
Let's do the DMs.
Let's do it.
DM City.
All right, here we go.
Down in the DM, bitch!
It goes down in the DM.
Down in the DM, as always, brought to you by Ronald's Napkins. They clean your fucking face. First one comes in from Rachel.
Hey, Rachel. What's up, baby?
It's a long one. So buckle up.
That's right.
Buckle up. Mm-hmm. Jet room, Coley. Here we go.
Oh, hell yeah.
"Hey, I've listened to your podcast a couple times because of my now ex-boyfriend. You guys do a section called, like, Down in the DMs, right? Mm-hmm. Not sure if I'm supposed to DM this account, but if you could shout this out to Dylan and tell him he's making a mistake by not being with me, I'd really appreciate it. But also, let him know he still has to try to get me back because I'm a gem and he's fucking missing out. Mind you, he got me into the Red Sox, and I now have 2 Red Sox shirts because of him, so I'd hate to have to get rid of these Red Sox shirts and hate the Red Sox because of my association with Dylan."
Oh, Dylan. Oh, Dylan. Dylan, I mean,
you dog, you, Dylan.
I mean, for here's the thing. Rachel, if you have to go through a podcast DM segment to get in touch with Dylan, I'm assuming that means he's blocked your number and blocked you on all social media. I would imagine you probably did something to deserve this. Like, I have never, like, gone on the full, like, block an ex-girlfriend across every platform thing. And to think about what that would take for me to do that feels like a lot. Feels like it would have to be a lot.
Dylan, just keep running. you see the hills you head for him. You couldn't have made a more correct decision. I don't want this psychopath rooting for the Red Sox anymore. So you can take those 2 shirts and burn them for all I care. You're out, Dylan. You keep running.
I mean, like, I think we need to hear from Dylan for context before I can really shun Rachel. Like, I don't know why they broke up. Oh, Jesus Christ. Indians placed Josh Donaldson back on the disabled list. That sucks.
That is tough.
I would like to know what happened here. Like, was she just crazy and that's why you broke up with her, and now, like, she's going through a podcast to get in touch with you? Like, I'd say that's a pretty crazy move, but it could also be the start to a beautiful love story. I don't know. I need to know the facts here. I need to know the context.
I respect Rachel for reaching out like this. I think she probably could have withheld the last 2 messages saying, like, make sure that he has to try to get me because I'm a gem and all that.
Yeah.
Rachel, like, make him decide that. I think if you're saying that, then it takes a little bit of the sizzle out. But no, I still respect Rachel for doing this. Whether Dylan, I mean, we know you're listening, Dylan. Mm-hmm. We know you're sitting there like, shit.
Yeah.
Like, now we kind of have the flashlight on Dylan.
Right.
And Dylan, to Coley's point, you can either keep running or you have 3 options, basically. Keep running and don't listen to this. Don't reply any of that. Or reply to us in the DMs, give your side of the story and keep running, or reply and maybe get back with Rach.
I don't know. I have a feeling that Dylan's not getting back with Rachel.
I don't think he is either, but I would like to hear his side of the story.
Yeah, me too. Coley?
I mean, this was blatant obstruction on the base paths. However, yeah, keep running.
Yeah, no, I
100%. You can't just stand in the base path.
Can't do it.
Live update, pitcher gets in Benintendi's way, and that's the only reason he's out.
By the way, Benintendi's growing his hair back.
I know. I like it. This comes in from Will.
Hey, Will.
Question for Coley. I'm going into my freshman year at UMass Amherst to be a sports journalism major. Do you have any advice or tips for me?
Yeah, get out of that major first and foremost. It's a dying industry. You don't need it. You can be a great writer without ever stepping foot into a journalism school.
Correct.
They have a fine program there. Not shitting on the program. It's very good. One of the best in the country. You just don't need it. Second, live in Southwest your first 2 years. I know it's a little tough to finagle if you already fucked up year one. That'd be a bad move by you. But, yeah, just live in Southwest first 2 years. I don't know if you can still smoke cigarettes on campus. That's how bad times have gotten at the Zoo University of Massachusetts. But other than that, you're going to have a tremendous 4 years. I'm very jealous that you're just going into it right now.
Yeah, I mean, I had a similar situation with that kid that sent us the Endicott shirt. I'm like, oh, this kid's just starting his Endicott career. Damn. Mm-hmm. Shouts to that kid that sent that in.
Where even is Endicott?
It's in Beverly, Mass. Nice little quaint area right on the beach, 40 minutes north of Boston. This comes in from Kevin.
Hey, Kevin.
This girl and I have been chatting on this app, and she asked about the Red Sox from one of my pictures. It was great. She seemed genuinely interested, definitely out of my league, but she spelled it Red Sox, S-O-C-K-S.
Oh, God.
I know you've talked about this recently, but I haven't experienced that until today. So my question is, do I let it slide as a typo and ignore it completely?
No.
Or do I have to burn her house down?
Yep.
Thanks. Love you guys.
Yep. The house got to go. I mean, you can't.
He shows up with a flamethrower like, house got to go.
Yeah, sorry. I mean, yeah, you can't do that. That's not a typo. Like, if you actually like the Red Sox, there is no fucking chance you make that mistake. None. You can't. It's impossible.
Can you imagine how bad this team would be if this whole time they were just spelled CKS?
Yeah. Like, that would be... 04 doesn't happen. 07 doesn't happen. 13 doesn't happen. There might not even be a baseball team in Boston. They moved the Braves. They would have moved
We'd still be rooting for the Braves.
No, the Braves would have been gone. They would have moved the Red Sox, and there would be no baseball teams in Boston. Yeah. They'd be like, yeah, we can't. They would have changed the name. They would have moved them like they did with the Expos. When they moved them, they changed their name. That would have happened. There would be no baseball in Boston if they did that.
Comes in from Lou. He goes, do you think there wasn't a ceremony Do you think there wasn't a ceremony to honor Don Orsillo because they didn't want to run into a 45-hour speech like Hawk gave last weekend? Red Sox would have had Orsillo understands people's time is valuable. He understands being to the point while giving you something good. Orsillo would not have gone way over time. He would have had the perfect speech if he was given that.
Yeah, if he was given that. I mean, they basically just gave him... They gave him... Never forget this, by the way. They gave him like a fucking like highlight package that they showed in between innings and not during the game. They didn't even show it on the broadcast. They did this fucking farewell Don Orsillo video that was only seen to the people that were at the game in between an inning. And then there was such an uproar about the tribute video not being shown during the game that they showed it during his last game in Cleveland.
Nesson could not wait for that season to be over. They could not wait to be away from Don Orsillo for some reason, to be done with that Sox season. They obviously made sure that the Section 10 Don Orsillo heads did not make the broadcast.
Which is insane.
It's not like, that insane at all, considering that they got rid of Don.
But the fact that he was so beloved and you had an entire section waving Don Orsillo heads and they just don't even show it on the broadcast. That is insane.
Yeah, that's true. This comes in from Johnny.
Hey, Johnny.
Have we considered the fact that Aaron Judge isn't actually injured and is serving his suspension for tampering from spring training?
Wow.
I see the vision.
Wow.
I think Johnny cracked it.
Let's just for the sake of the listeners who might have been who might have joined us along the way this season, let's go back in time and revisit that segment.
Aaron Judge, what the fuck does this guy think he's doing?
Yep.
Tampering with Manny Machado. Aaron Judge has basically made it known that the New York Yankees are not a good enough baseball team. I had to send out a tweet, tag the FBI and the New York Police Department Counterterrorist Unit in order to get Major League Baseball to send a statement to Aaron Judge to stop his actions, therefore keeping Manny Machado in Baltimore.
And the fact that police haven't been involved yet is insane.
It is insane. What's next? You can just murder people and just walk away from the scene of the crime? I can leave some DNA at the scene and I'm just not going to get arrested for that? What's next?
The crazy thing to me is Aaron Judge tampered more than anyone I've ever seen tamper.
Yeah.
With this line to Machado.
Yep.
And what Rob Manfred needs to do is have a backbone, have any little slight piece of integrity,
right,
and suspend this guy for the entire season.
At least
28. Do you think 2019?
Maybe 2019 too.
Johnny's got a point.
He does have a great point. I mean, I wanted him banned for 2 years. So imagine if Rob Manfred was like, well, Chris Sale's too good, suspended. Aaron Judge was tampering, suspended. We go the MJ route, and we just cover up why they're suspended. No harm, no foul. And next thing you know, Aaron Judge he misses the entire second half of the year.
And to Johnny's point, he barely got hit by that pitch. I mean, we could all get hit by that and still be playing in the game.
Yep.
And so I think we all kind of knew that it was soft.
I didn't even think he got him.
I know. Honestly, if you look at it in slow-mo, I don't even think he got hit.
Yeah.
So it's obviously the tampering thing. I'm kind of shocked we didn't think about this, but shout out Johnny for pointing that out.
Wow. Yeah, but that sort of begs the question is, do you think he'll even come back next year?
Probably not.
So it'll end up being like a year and a half suspension, which is well-deserved. Like, it's kind of light.
Yeah. I mean, some could argue it should be 3 years. This comes in from Nick. Jared, this is a yes or no question, by the way.
Okay.
Is Jared going to be featured on a porn video with Lana Rhodes?
I'm not allowed to talk about that at this time. All I can say is that the dialogue is ongoing.
This comes in from James.
Hey, James.
It's the last one of the day. He goes, holy shit, did you guys know that Drew has an older brother who played in the bigs? His name is Stu Pomeranz, who pitched for the Orioles for 2 weeks in 2012. P.S. Stu Pomeranz is the fakest name I've ever fucking heard. Sounds like the name Dwu gave him when NASA tried to put him on the rocket ship to the sun. Ed honestly is, that's like a cartoon thing. That's a Family Guy thing.
Stu.
Dude, that is 100% a Family Guy thing where they're like, remember my great grandfather? It was Stewie Griffin. Yeah, obviously Stewie, not a great example because that's the kid, but like that's exactly what they would do in a made up show or something. The fact that his name is, you can look up on Baseball Reference, Stu Pomeranz, and he pitched, I think, seven innings or something like that for the Orioles in 2012. Had three Ks. He's got a 3 ERA.
Yeah,
my question, do we add Stu right now for the playoff run?
Is he a lefty or a righty?
Please hold.
I had the thing open, but Stu Pomeranz, I mean,
righty. Yeah, he's a righty, yeah.
He's okay, perfect. So you have the righty-lefty combo with the Pomeranz boys, Drew and Stu.
And Stu's only given up one career home run. This guy keeps the ball in the park.
Like, this is not like a Mitch, Matt, and Keith Moreland scenario. Like, Stu is real.
What are you trying to say?
I mean, Keith Moreland has been on the disabled list all year.
Okay, I thought you were implying something else. Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah, get call-ups, too. At the very worst, he'll be as shitty as everyone else in the bullpen.
Yeah, what is he's 33 years old?
Perfect.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen guys older than that being dependent upon for championship runs. I mean, it's Stu Pomeranz. His numbers are better than Drew's.
This dude is 6'7", 220. That's the tall pitcher here.
6'7"?
Yeah.
I mean, what is this guy throwing? Like 98? You should try and find his LinkedIn. He's probably
look
like
at his a picture of him on the mound. He looks like fucking Eric Montross. This guy is a beast.
He's a beast.
Try to tell me he would not be worse than Drew.
Let's see. Stu Pomeranz. Oh wow.
He's a big dude.
Yeah. I'm surprised there's as many photos of him, to be honest.
The dude, he pitched six innings. And he's got a whole catalog of photos on the Google machine.
He was with the Cardinals for a minute. Stuart Pomeranz.
Dude, this guy looks intimidating. Look at his wingspan.
Classic Stu.
Call up Stu.
Oh, wait. Did he get arrested? Is this his mugshot?
Oh, no.
Oh, shit. This could turn.
Police are investigating a break-in at a music publishing company near Music Row early Wednesday morning. It happened at the Universal Music Publishing Group on Adelicia Street around 4 a.m. When officers arrived at the scene, they found the glass front door was shattered and entered the building. Believe a burglary was in progress. They found Stuart Pomeranz asleep on a couch in a second floor office, according to the police affidavit. The report stated that Pomeranz smelled strongly of alcohol, had slurred speech, and believed he was in Memphis, Tennessee. A person connected to the property denied knowing Pomeranz and told officers he was not allowed to be in the building. Pomeranz is charged with felony vandalism and misdemeanor criminal trespassing. No additional information was released. I don't know if that's the same Stuart Pomeranz.
I mean, did it say how he broke in? Was it like a 99 mile an hour heater through the glass?
I can't confirm or deny if this is actually his brother, but maybe.
Doesn't look like a Pomeranz.
Yeah. Now we're getting.
But is it Pomeranz a Vanderbilt guy? Or am I making that up? No, he's a. Never mind. He's a SD. Where is he? Mississippi State, something like that.
Stu Pomeranz. I mean, there's nothing on his Wikipedia page about being arrested, so maybe that was a different Stu Pomeranz.
Yeah, this guy is ready to be called up to the Red Sox right now, and they have to do it. But that is it for the DMs.
He was arrested for a DUI, it would appear.
Stu Pom?
Yeah. Yeah, he sure was. 2006. This name is just...
It is something. As always, down to the DM brought to you by Ronalds and Ackman's. They clean your fucking face. Empty in the bench real quick. I have a Section 10 shirt request, a new one. Yeah. It is at the last Blockbuster in the country. I just found out yesterday that there's only one left. It's in Bend, Oregon.
Yeah.
And that's my updated one. Yankees Clubhouse has been tough. Somebody, I think, tried doing it, but they wouldn't let the shirt in, I believe, if one of the DMs I read correctly.
Wait, what? They wouldn't let the shirt in?
I might have read that wrong, but they said that they wouldn't. They either weren't let into the clubhouse in general, or they weren't let in because they had a Section 10 shirt on.
I would imagine they just didn't.
Let's go with the they weren't let in because of the Section 10 shirt, because it sounds better as a story. Brock Holt is the rain delay MVP, man. That Halo thing was hilarious. And he tried to put someone in their place in our comments. Did you see that?
Wait, what?
He tried to, like, somebody was like, I wish he was as good at hitting as he is at these rain delay things. And so Brock replied with a link to a go-ahead home run he had in the eighth inning. Was it the where was that game he had? It was in Philly, right?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, he had the go-ahead homer in the eighth, and he replied with the link, and then he noticed the link doesn't work in Instagram comments. You can't click on it. And so he was like, link doesn't work, but like you get the premise. It's just like hilarious. It was like, I got to find the actual comment. It was hilarious.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, kid goes, he sings better than he hits, though. And so he tried dropping the link. He goes, shoot, link doesn't work, but just pretend it did. So Brock is the best, man. Like, he continues to be the best. And no one can touch him. Yeah, I remember he was playing guitar and singing in Baltimore during a rain delay. Like, he's awesome.
I did not know that Brock Holt was just chilling on our Instagram DMs. Or not DMs, comments.
Yeah, he checks all our stuff. It's great. Xander's first career rejection for saying nothing, that was a little ridiculous. That ump did not have it. He did not have it.
Yeah, that was a wild ejection to just be like, first of all, the Xander did have a legit beef, right?
It was a ball. It was borderline. There were a couple other ones earlier in the night that were terrible. Benintendi got called out in a pitch that almost hit him.
Yeah, and then he was literally turning away and then got ejected as he was walking away by saying nothing.
Yeah, that and you'll see this from time to time where an ump gets in his own head, and there are pitches where he kind of leans back to call a strike, but then he doesn't. And it, like, that ump was all sorts of rattled. I don't know if the rain delay threw him off or what, but ejecting Xander Bogaerts, this guy does not really complain ever. And if he does, it's brief and it's not showing you up that much. That was a little ridiculous. But we're going to close the day with a little trivia. JD Martinez entering Monday is three homers behind Dick Stewart. To Coley's point, we are coming for that dick.
Yeah.
And for the most
ass dick.
We're coming for that ass dick. That is correct. He's behind Dick Stewart for the most homers ever by a Red Sox player in their first season with the team. So JD is basically right now on pace for 44 or 45 home runs. My trivia to you guys is, can you name the six Red Sox players ever that have had 44 or more home runs in a single season?
David Ortiz, Manny Ramirez, Jimmy Fox. 44 or more?
44 or more, yeah.
Rice?
Rice, yep. That's four. Two more.
Mike Greenwell?
No.
Is Ted Williams on there?
No, he had 43.
Damn. What about Yaz the year that he hit?
Yaz is on there. We got one left.
Guy that, Mo
Vaughn is the last one on the list. Yep, Mo Vaughn had 44 or 45, something like that. Yeah. So yeah, Section 10 alum is on that list. So love to see that.
Look at that. Look at that. Wow.
JD's going for it. Like, when you start looking at this list, he is going to be right in the middle of a elite class here.
I mean, he's elite.
He is. Coley, what was yours? 42, your prediction? Coley might hit this. You had 41 or 42.
Yeah, it was in the shallow 40s for certain.
Coley's in the running for nailing this thing.
I mean, if he hits 41 or 42 home runs, then something went seriously wrong.
True. But yeah, that's all we got. And another live update. Wait, so
Eovaldi's already out of this game. It's the fourth inning.
And a 0-0 game. Well, yep. Why did this is weird. Why did he pitch today?
I mean, we're kind of just in like fuck it mode right now.
If Cora said that too, he's just like, why? Well, why not? Why the fuck not? Just whatever.
Yeah, Alex, how come Eovaldi started today, even though he pitched on Friday, hasn't really been that good, and now you're just kind of gonna go with the bullpen? What's the strategy there? We're kind of just in fuck it mode right now. You know, we're just like, who gives a shit type deal.
Boy's got arms, don't he?
Yeah, division's over. I mean, what do you want from you guys? Like, yeah. Shut up.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see how this series goes. I'm not really this month, this stretch of games against these teams. I'm not going to say it scares me, but there are a lot of measuring sticks that the Red Sox have to go through, have to navigate their way through in the month of September. And that's why you need David Price healthy. That's why you need Chris Sale back. Enough of these fucking bullpen games. I feel like every game is a bullpen game.
Yeah, it's fourth or fifth inning, it's been bullpen. Yep.
Yeah. Like, you haven't had a Red Sox starter go deep. It's basically like Rick. If Rick Porcello is not pitching or David Price isn't pitching, like, I'm not expecting like a deep start.
Yeah. Erod had the game of his life and he couldn't get through six. I understand first game back, but still. So, yeah.
By the way, we didn't even mention Erod this whole time.
Hey, that could Erod, he was good.
That could be a fucking huge, huge boost. But here's the thing. Yeah, the August waiver deadline, and they chose to go out and get no relievers. And I know Alex Cora was like, you know, if you get Erod back, that's basically like making a trade. I 100% agree. And Erod is probably one of the best pitchers that they have. But he's not a reliever. You need help in the bullpen. That's why you got to call up Dalton fucking Furbush. You got to do it.
So starting Friday is kind of the beginning of the final stretch here, where you got like 15 of your last 21 games or so at home. And that's when that series on Friday, I hope it feels like a playoff series, because that's when the big boys come out. That's going to be Red Sox, Astros. Shit's going to get real. Hopefully. We'll see.
Yeah, we will see. Coley, any final thoughts?
No.
Steven?
Go Sox.
All right. You heard it here first. Go Sox is the stance of Section 10. Go Sox. All right. We'll see you on...
Late breaking news on the 10.
On the 10. Go Sox. All right.
That was trot dog-esque.
Yep. We'll see you Thursday.
Wouldn't want to cuff you.
Yeah. I'm just gonna write down my first thoughts and see where this takes me. Cause I feel like I wanna punch the world in the fucking face right now.
Yeah.
Let me explain just how to make greatness straight out the gate. I'm about to break it down. Ain't no mistakes allowed, but make no mistake, I'm about to rape the alphabet. I may raise some brows if I press the issue just to get the anger out. Full magazine could take staples out. Savage, but ain't thinking about no bank account. But bitch, I'm off the chain like Taylor Brown. Motherfucker, shut the fuck up when I'm talking low. Bitch, I'm sorry. Wait, what's your talent? Oh, critiquing my talent. Oh, bitch, I don't know who the fuck y'all are to give a subpar bar. Even have an opinion of you. You mention me, millions of views. Attention and news. I mention you, lose for me.
Oh, God. Oh, it is the cringiest shit you've ever seen in your life. It's... I'll send it in an email to you guys.
Jack Ryan, it's on Amazon Prime with John Krasinski. I didn't know if you've been watching.
I don't even know who that is. I watch a lot of BET.
You know who John Krasinski is. Come on.
No, I don't. Who's that?
Jim from The Office.
I've never watched The Office.
Is Eovaldi going on like 2 days rest? What's happening?
I was going to say, I thought he just pitched.
He just pitched Friday.
Red Sox rushing to get to 100 wins are throwing Nathan Eovaldi on 20 hours rest.
I've been eating cookies before bed every night. So like at like 5 o'clock in the morning,
oh, yeah.
I wake up with massive heartburn every day now.
Big time cookies?
Yeah.
Jared, I heard a real good conspiracy the other day.
What was it?
That humans actually came from Mars and we fucked it up so bad. That's why it looks like that. But there is still like very polluted water there.
Huh.
Like we just torched their atmosphere, but it was so long ago that we have like no history of it.
How did we get here?
Well, just like water's alien to this planet. Like I haven't patched together how we got here, but yeah. I can buy it for sure. Like we have fucking pyramids. I'm not buying humans built those. So if we got here with those pyramids, wouldn't shock me.
True.
Nesson will have a lag though.
And they also have Garen.
You need Garen. Steve just with a casual.
Okay.
Yeah, you need her.
Yeah. I love every time Neff replies with "Back to you, OB." That kills me every time.
Yeah, I done did a lot of things in my day. I admit it, I don't take back what I say. If I said it, then I meant it. All my life I won a Grammy, but I probably never get it. I ain't never had no trophy or no motherfucking ribbon. Fuck the system, I'm that nigga. Bend the law, cut the rules. I'm about to risk it all. I ain't got too much to lose. Y'all been eating long enough. It's my turn to cut the food. Pass the plate with my drink. This my day. Lucky you, fuck you too. Woo! Y'all gotta move. Y'all gotta move. Move. Give me some room, give me some room, give me the juice. How about the coupe? How about the coupe? How about a shoot? Y'all gotta move, y'all gotta move. Give me the juice. Back on my bullshit, my back to the wall, turn my back on you all and you finish. Back to these bullets, it's back to the job, put my Mac out and all of you running. Back on my hush, it's back to the pushing, these taxing, I'm actually pumping. Can't fuck with you rappers, you practically sucking. You might have went platinum, but that don't mean nothing. I'm actually buzzing, it's time. Straight out the kitchen, I told them the oven is mine. I do not fuck with you guys. If I don't kill you, just know you gon' suffer this time. I ain't no game.